7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Six? What? No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, actually, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to get out of the car. Yes, because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee at OPPD. And now it's windy. It wasn't windy a minute ago. All right. So, hello. Welcome to an exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I needed to go outside today. It's a nice day. I didn't realize it was so breezy. It's about 20 degrees. And I'm in the direct sun, which isn't a great idea, but I'm walking towards the forest. I'm walking towards the wooded area. I'm stepping over, there's a golf ball in there. I'm stepping over the ditch, and there's a golf ball down in the little ditch, in the tiny, tiny little creek, the creek that you can step over. Why is there a golf ball in there? I don't know. There's no golf courses for a couple of miles. All right. So what are we doing out here at OPPD today? Well, not much. We're not really looking for mushrooms because we haven't had any good water. No good rain in the past few days. But I got a squirrel right here. Hi, squirrely. I just needed to get out and get some exercise. Because I went out last night just to walk around. I walked around for too long. I walked around for like an hour. And I may have injured myself, but... No, I'm moving around pretty good right now. I'm a little tight. Muscles are a little bit tight today. That's okay. Crossing a bridge here, the Marmot Bridge. There's a lot of weeds growing up and stuff around here. We haven't been out here to OPPD in a while, which is one of the reasons why we had to come out. I had to come out here to the shrine of electricity, to the shrine of the electricity god. This is a jinja for my electricity Kami. Oh boy, now that I'm actually working my way into the forest and I'm looking around, this is interesting. There's branches in the trees. There's trees that have been downed and cut up. There are logs in the path. There's a lot of brush chopped up and cut down over here. Wow. Yeah, due to that, hey, remember that power outage we had back on, what was it, like Wednesday, the 22nd, about 10 days ago, 9 days ago, 8 days ago, whenever. What's that sound? I think I'm here at OPPD to give my thanks to OPPD, the electricity god. OPPD. OPPD. Wow. I'm in direct sun right now. Why? Oh, that's right. There used to be a tree there. So I'm just out walking around today. A little bit. trying to get loosened up. My muscles are a little bit tight. So I just want to come out and enjoy some fresh air. And, geez, now that I've walked this far, everything's kind of, yeah. Anyway, so I'm looking around. I'm looking around in case there's some dudes. There's not very many people here. There's just like maybe like five or six cars in the parking lot. I think I saw some of the groundskeepers. And all the people are out, you know, not in the foresty area. They're all hanging out in the arboretum-y area. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. Alright, now I'm coming up on a part of the path that is confusing me because it's very sunny when it used to be shady. Oh, and I see that some very large limbs from a very large tree have come down and are no longer blocking the light. And they are now cut up and on the edges of the path. This is great. This is all mushroom food. Mushroom food is good. I'm gonna cross another bridge here. The noise from the interstate seems pretty loud. I'm looking down into the creek, but there is no water. Oh, there's a little water up there. There's a little water up there. So that's no fun. That's no fun. Okay, now we walk into this little area where the little sort of amphitheater is. There's a branch down. Hey, they cleared some of this area out because now you can get back to that big old tree again. Interesting. But there's sun right here. Wait, oh, squirrel freak out. I heard some massive rustling in these fallen limbs in front of me. And now it's just two squirrels chasing each other. Like little madmen, mad rodents. Crazy little skeerids freaking out and running around. I like it. My leg doesn't. Alright, so I'm trying to decide. Do I want to bail out here or do I want to walk further up? Maybe we should walk further up here. Well, we don't need to bail out too soon. It's a little warmer than I thought. Maybe I should have come out a little bit earlier. Although I did kind of sleep in a little bit late. Although not that late. I mean, I still got up before noon local time. So that's pretty good. I was up last night watching Mahjong. I've been watching Mahjong again. And I'm getting... what's the word I'm looking for? I'm having Mahjong anxiety. I'm actually thinking about buying a Mahjong set. And you know, you can get a small one, a small kind of low quality one, pretty cheap. You know, $30 to $40 with shipping. Uh-oh. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. They cut down the witch's butter tree. They have cut down our tree with the witch's butter in it. But look at it. Oh my God. Now that they've got the logs on the ground, it's freaking out. It is mycelium running. These logs are going to sprout something amazing. Wow. Yeah, and the stump is going to do something cool. Yeah, the irony is they cut this tree down because of fungus. It was the fungus that we loved. All right. So I just walked past the entrance to the secret mushroom grounds. We're not going to go back there today because I want to turn around. Hey, they mowed. Well, this is good. Now we can walk in the shade here. And here's one of my favorite aspects of OPPD. In this little stretch on the edge of the forest, there are fake power lines. There are three old-fashioned wooden power poles that at one point in time led to the substation that is on this property, on this section of land. And many years ago, when they were redoing the stuff in the substation, a lot of old stuff came out, but they left these standing because, well, it'd be a pain to try to take them out. And they just have little support wires, guy wires, holding them up and strung between the poles. So it's fun. It's just like, what? So they're like the equivalent of torii, Japanese torii gates. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not Japanese or if you've never seen a torii, you know what I'm talking about. They're those big red arches that you see in Japan. Yeah, those things. They look like the Greek numeral pi, sort of, right? That's a torii. And that's what these are, except they're much taller. They have a different aspect ratio, and they've got wires strung between them. But yeah, we've got this series of three mystical gates. And if you walk between the gate, if you walk under the gates, I'm trying to see how this lines up. Does this lead you right back to the heart of the substation, the shrine? Yes, it does. This is why this is a holy place. OPPD Arboretum is a shrine. You know, we've got the grounds, which is the arboretum, the little park around the substation. The substation itself is the sanctum sanctorum. It is the, you know, it's the shrine where nobody's allowed to go. Only the priests. Only the holy anointed people, and those are the OPPD employees who can handle being around such dangerous power. I'm walking down next to the forest near my chive area. They came through here with mowers. I got no chives. Where's my chives? Certainly there's got to be some chives that survived. Chive to survive. And that's just one of the multitude of reasons why this is a shrine, a temple. This place. This is especially a temple for me. I worship electricity. And this is where it lives, in the ground. Also living in the ground right over here is a marmot. There's a marmot hole, but it doesn't look like it's in use. Oh no, I'm back out in the sun. This is not good. This is not good at all. Let's see, what else do we have out here at the temple? Well, there's a little pavilion. And you know, there's little paths where you can walk around. You can go up to the top of the hill and sit on some rocks. Rocks are good. Ugh, I'm back out in the sun again. I'm in the direct sun and I don't like it, walking into some shade, and I hear a squirrely squawking at me. Oh yeah. Ah. Yeah. Ah. My hip and my leg are starting to act up. So I'm going to start working my way back towards the car. As one of the groundskeepers goes by in his cool new little terrain vehicle. Yay for terrain. Everybody likes terrain. Except me. I mean, normally I like terrain, but yeah, right now, too much terrain is going to make me a little bit too sore. So I'm heading back towards my car, which is in the parking lot. And there's three flags flying on the flagpoles. We got United States of America in the middle. We got the flag of Nebraska on the right. And what do we have on the left? Is it the Omaha City flag? No, it's the OPPD flag. OPPD. All right. I'm back at my car. So let me plug in the Magic Music Machine. Let's listen to some music on the way home. What do you think, Rick? Come on.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, I thought you might think so. That's Rick James mashed up with The Clash by Bill McClintock. clearly a madman, but always brilliant. Oh, but now I think we need to talk about that one subject that everybody cringes about when we bring it up. And that subject is, of course,
keeping a ball clean
and enjoying
clean
a great round
of golf. Is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
With digital media.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Does it have features?
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Yeah.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Nice transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
But what colors does
all
it come in?
All washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
A rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Superior.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Do I have to say it?
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
I should order one.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
You know, I think I will. Because golf balls. Yeah, here's something else I didn't tell you. Last Wednesday, when my power got knocked out thanks to the fencing contractors next door, I had nothing to do. I had no power. What am I going to do? So I decided to go down to the creek. And I walked down in the creek for a while. And I pretty much walked the entire length. I was climbing around, doing all kinds of fun stuff. And yeah, I found a bunch of golf balls. I found about 20, but they were all white, so I left them. Except for one. One golf ball. One golf ball was interesting. Guess what it was? Yeah, it was a Callaway. But it was a soccer ball. It was a soccer ball, golf ball. And now I have five, but this one is even differenter than the rest. If you'll remember my soccer ball, golf ball inventory, I have three balls that are white with red pentagons, and I have one ball that is white with blue pentagons with white stars in it, and red pentagons with white stripes. So it's like American flag pentagons, sort of. Well, this ball, this new ball, is yellow. Yellow with black pentagons. Yes, high visibility Telstar golf ball, soccer ball, golf ball, whatever. So, yeah, I've got golf balls on the brain, and I've got a question. And to be perfectly honest, this question never occurred to me before, but you need to understand something. Because I'm occasionally looking for videos about golf ball washers and stuff. Oh, hi. Look who just arrived. It's my fluffy, fluffy kitty. Hi, Peppa. Because I'm always looking at golf ball washing videos on YouTube, YouTube thinks I'm interested in golf balls. And I sort of am, but I don't watch golf ball videos. I can find all the golf balls I need. But it's the YouTube algorithm suggested something very interesting to me. It showed me a thumbnail. And it showed me a thumbnail of what appeared to be golf balls encased in epoxy resin. Some epoxide. Some acrylic resin. And it says it has the words, "Can it be done?" And it looks like these golf balls that are encased in resin are mounted on a lathe. And then, of course, the title of the video is Turning Golf Balls? What? Is that the question? Can you turn golf balls? So many questions, so little time. Oh, who's this? And what does this guy have to say about it?
Can you turn golf balls? I guess we're about to find out.
Yes, let's find out. And let's have a sound effect. Nice. Okay, Ben, what are you doing? This guy's got golf balls in resin.
So this blank was sent in to me by the team over at Just Resin.
Weird team, but okay.
They've been working on their new deep cast epoxy. I wanted to know if I could turn these golf balls.
Right.
Now, I've got to admit, I'm not too sure how well this is going to work. I know the golf balls are probably going to have rubber inside, so I don't know how well that's going to turn.
Hit it.
Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. Let's give it a go.
That's what I say. Okay, so what's happening here is this guy has a blank. And what appears to be happening here is that a bunch of golf balls have been placed in a bucket, about a 4-liter bucket. For Americans, that's about a gallon. So imagine a 1-gallon or 4-liter bucket that has golf balls in it. And then somebody poured in a lot of acrylic resin and let that set up. And then they took the bucket off. So now there's just this clear cylinder of acrylic resin with golf balls in it that this guy, Ben, apparently Australian, maybe Kiwi, I don't know, he has mounted this on his lathe. And now he's spinning it around and he is turning it down because this is what he does. And little shavings of acrylic are flying up everywhere. And they look like noodles. Oh, slow motion shot. Ooh, look at that. You can kind of see where the golf balls are starting to get carved away. Very, very interesting. And we're back to regular speed. As he turns these golf balls in resin,
I'm starting to get a bit worried around here. The deeper I go, the more chances I've got of copping a ball to the face. And I really don't want to cop a ball in the face.
Yeah, insert joke here. But this is interesting because now little shards of color are also flying off of this blank that's being turned as it's reduced in shape. So you can see all of the acrylic white noodles, and then there's orange and green. And you can see where he's cutting into the golf balls, sort of. But all will not be revealed until the end. Oh, and Pippa has come back. She went into the other room to get a drink of water. You want to get in the kitty pit? Yes, so now I have to put the blanket over my legs so the cat can get in here. Hi. Yes, just sit right there and we'll pet you up because you're a good baby. Yes, you're a good baby, Mazingans. If you want to try this at home, set your lathe to 620 RPM, in case you're wondering. This guy's got
after
some
4 hours of turning. It's now time to start sanding.
Oh, he's going to start sanding it. He's got some nice tools. This is an expensive lathe. And these are expensive tools, but they're nice. Sanding, 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 and eventually he finishes it. Now we need to see this crazy thing. Golf balls turned in resin. Wackiness.
Okay. Before I show you guys this amazing piece, I want to explain to you why I come up with this shape. Originally I was going to go for a sphere, but unfortunately the balls weren't deep enough. They were wider than they were deeper, which meant if I'd kept going, the sphere would have been quite tiny, and I wanted to keep this big size. So as you can see here, it's not fully round, it's very close, it still looks very good. Now as for the base, I was going to go for a fat base, then I changed my mind and started turning it down, and then I thought, why not make it look like a golf tee?
Good choice.
Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do, and that's to show you guys. But before I do that, I want to ask that if you like this video, please hit that thumbs up button, it really helps me out a lot. And also, if there's any golfers out there, I'm just curious to know that what your favorite golf course is.
My favorite golf course is the one next to my house. Well, it's not next to my house. It's a little bit over there. It's 200 meters away. But if you'd like to see the finished product of the golf balls that are turned inside the acrylic resin, you want to find a YouTube channel called Ben's Work, BEN SWORX, and it's awesome. As for me, I wish I had a video show, a TV show, so I could just show you this, but I don't. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs on a non-radio every single day at 1930 UTC, but now it's over and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.